Good afternoon, GNM Services.
Hi, is Anthony there?
He is not. May I take a message?
Yeah, or maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone there, like an office manager? Is it Holly that helps him with the business finances?
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's you. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it looked like that was based on some financing you guys did with like a working capital a couple years back.
Yeah. So, he actually just did one of his partners had actually two partners in two different businesses that he owned. Both died unexpectedly. One was 52, one was 60. The first one that died that was part of this organization here, we had to do a payout of a couple mil. So he has actually just done a loan through M&T, which has all been completed and settled to try and help. I think our first payment was $200,000 that has to go out this week.
Uh-huh.
So just trying to get her paid off. She's a evil woman. So trying to get her done. But I think right now we're good to go. He was able to get that financing through M&T, and right now we're just holding our breath and smooth sailing.
Okay, and so for that first payment, so it's about, you said about $1 million total?
Yeah,
and then
1.2,
and you got the first payment settled. Are you going to need, like, any capital for the additional payments? How often do you guys have to do
this? I do believe he already has that arranged with M&T Bank.
Oh, okay, so we got all of that arranged with M&T.
Yeah. So we're just trying to get her paid off all in one. That we don't have to deal with anymore.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, you are pre-approved with us for $250,000.
Okay.
So in case something does come up and you guys, maybe that if that falls through or if you can't get the full amount from them, definitely keep us in mind.
Perfect.
Do you have, like, is your email, what I have on file is the T. Manning at GMServices.ws?
You do, H. Laird at GMServices.ws.
H. L-A-I-R-D. H-L-A-I-R-D at GMServices.ws.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yep. How is business going over there, though, other than that?
Good. We're staying busy. Numbers are up from last year, so that's always a positive thing. But as with construction, just because you have a good month one year doesn't mean you're going to have it the next. So, you know, we just move steady, try and do the right thing. So
things
are good.
That makes sense. I mean, you guys are up from last year, so are you guys doing anything differently?
No, just growing. You know, word of mouth gets out there and just working with more contractors. And, you know, we've got a really smart owner here. He's opened up many different divisions. We have a fire stop division. We have a ground penetrating radar. We've got photoluminescence.
Oh, wow. Like a lot more than what a normal contractor does, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of like whatever you see out there, everything kind of goes hand in hand. The photoluminescent is a glow tape that we're on a lot of the steps in the Twin Towers.
Uh-huh.
And they glowed really, really bright, and they helped get a lot of people out of there with all the smoke and stuff going on.
Oh, wow.
And our government buildings are going to start requiring that. They're going to start requiring that in a lot of government buildings. So we've kind of gotten a head start on that. It hasn't really taken off, but we know that somewhere down the road they're probably going to start requiring it
in
government buildings. So he's just a smart man. He listens and
figures out what is going to be what the current and future needs are, and then kind of bases the business off that.
So we've got a department over there that's not really making any money, but you know the company's financially stable enough to carry them right now, and they just study blueprints and familiarize themselves with the different products, getting to know the different companies, what's the best prices, and stuff like that. So when it does happen, we should be fully educated and ready to execute.
So it's all like almost
a lot
like
of people will be stumbling into it. Yeah, so a lot of people will be stumbling into it, you know, and trying to figure it out. We should be as comfortable with it as any of our other divisions. So,
So is it expensive to like add that to all the stairs?
I mean, I can't really tell you the whole financial side behind it. I mean, it's government, so I mean we're all going to pay out our tax dollars out of it. Right?
Yeah.
But, But it's not just like a roll of tape that you can put down. It's like real heavy-duty stuff with like a backing on it. And so if you have to look at the blueprints and get the exact measurements of steps and the sizes and stuff like that, and then they all have to be specially cut to each one. So it's not like a roll of tape. It's almost like everything's already laid out in boxes, and you have to take them and put them on that way.
Oh, wow. So yeah, definitely sounds
a lot more,
like a process.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, let's just get this roll of tape and put it down. But it's not that easy. That's what I would think, you know?
Yeah. No, but it sounds like he definitely knows what he's doing. So you guys are growing right now, you said?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nice. So what does your growth look like for, like, the past 2 years?
I don't know. I don't know what the bottom lines are, really.
Do you guys have, like, any obstacles for your growth at all?
I don't think so. I think right now we're rolling steady.
Oh, okay.
We've got a few financial advisors that we talk to and keeps them in line and helps us. And we had different QuickBooks pros come in, and they trained me for a full 8 months on how to do all those amazing hidden features in your systems that nobody
takes
advantage of.
There's so many.
So I tell you what, I was able to replace two people, and I do all the books for two of the multi-million-dollar companies that he has. So,
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How
it's
long?
Just a matter of being trained. So.
Yeah. How long have you guys been in the industry over there?
19 years.
Oh, 19 years.
Yeah, started out of a barn out in his backyard.
Oh, wow. So, it's like a true, like, American success story.
Yeah. You know, he grew up with no plumbing in his house, no running water, no nothing.
He grew up, no plumbing, no running water. All of his own.
Yep.
That's amazing.
His family was very poor, and he built it up, and he's never forgotten what it's like to have nothing. And he helps his employees, helps them pay their bills, all kinds of stuff. He's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Wow, that's awesome. So how do you guys, like, gain new customers? Is it all business-to-business or business-to-consumer?
You know, there's many different contractors. We got in with a huge MGM build-out.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you know, having a unique industry and having to have, you know, wall sawing done or core drilling and stuff like that. It's every big job you get on, you're introduced to another contractor. We have a sales guy that's based out in the Virginia area, and we just hired on another sales guy here for the Maryland that just goes out to our current people that we work with, shake their hands, remind them that we're here, and of the different stuff that we do offer other than just what they're using us for.
Mm-hmm.
We have perks, like we have a golf membership, so any of our customers, can send them for a day of golf if they want.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, and then from there, you know, our sales guys, they go out, they look at new construction, go up, shake hands, and, you know, just...
Oh, wow. So they're basically going from site to site and just seeing where you guys can, if there are any needs you guys can fill.
Yeah.
So you guys only have the two salesmen at the moment?
Two, yeah. Yep.
Would you guys be looking to get more in the future?
Maybe in the future. I think right now we just hired on somebody for the Maryland because his partner had passed away, and he was one of the ones that was really going out and shaking hands and, you know, just keeping all the communication open between the big bosses and what are you happy with, what are you unhappy with, what can we provide you with. And again, you get so familiar with just the basic stuff that we do, and we, like I told you, we do so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So just having that in their mind so that they know, you know, they're talking to somebody or something else, and they go, you know, I really need somebody to do some ground-penetrating radar. Really? Well, guess what? I've got somebody for you. So, you know, we're just good, down-to-earth people. And I think people recognize that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
People recognize that.
And it makes a big difference, too, like just having that face to the name and, like, having someone actually go out there and be personal.
Yeah, so we'll go out. We'll bring the offices breakfast. Sometimes we'll cater lunches for them, you know, as a thank you to some of our big customers for thinking of us first when there's other people to go to.
Oh yeah, and I bet they really appreciate that too.
Oh, absolutely. And guess what? That donut fills their belly, and they remember to call us next time. So
that is very true.
I got to run. If you want to send me an email, that way I can have your contact information. If we ever need anything in the future, I'll certainly keep you in mind.
Yeah, I'll definitely send you an email. And if anything falls through, if you guys need extra money to settle that for that settlement, or if there's another settlement, okay. or if you guys just need capital to grow. And we also actually do equipment financing as well. So if you guys need more equipment for all the new technology that you guys are bringing on, we do that as well. Awesome. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Holly. You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.